Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Amy Zuck with Christian Opportunity Center joins us on today's program to preview the 18th annual COC Golf Classic. Well, Amy, coming up later this week, a very special event for COC, the 18th Annual Golf Classic. First of all, let our listeners know about what it means to have this big fundraiser back and kind of just preview a little bit about the day itself.
Okay, well, thank you for having me. It is our 18th Annual Golf Classic, like you said, but it's a very special year this year as it's our 50th year. So this is our largest fundraising effort that we do here at COC, and it's one that we feel is the strongest and the community really comes out for. So it will be Friday, June 7th at Boss Lawn and Golf Club. It is a scramble best ball starting at noon, a shotgun start at noon. We will have lunch beforehand. And then it's just hopefully a great day of golf with great weather. And then about 5:30, we all get back together and we'll have dinner together and fellowship and listen to a little bit more about COC and end the evening there. So we do have a silent auction happening as well that we will open up to the community. So it's just a great fun day of, like I said, fellowship and learning about COC and just, and most importantly, a great day of golf.
Well, and you mentioned some of the, the fun part of it is that there's teams that go out there. And this year you have a few special teams of some of our local first responders that are looking not only for sponsors, but looking to have some support from the community as well.
Yeah, this year our Golf Classic Committee decided we wanted to give back as well. So we donated two heroes teams, was what we're calling them, the COC heroes teams, to the first responders in the area. So we have Pella Fire Department, Pella Community Ambulance, and Pella Police Department that have formed two teams. And we're so excited to have them there. But we are asking for a little bit of support for pledges to help them and to help cover some of the cost as well. So if you want to donate $5, $10, you can text COC Hero Team to 243-725 and just go ahead and text that and they'll send you a link and then you can choose what to donate there. But yeah, it's just going to be a fun day just to give back to them since they do so much for our community and we want them to enjoy, the fun with us.
And now you mentioned the 50th anniversary, and this has been a big transition year for COC, the transition from shelter to employment, and a lot of the way things happen here at COC have changed as people may notice differences as more persons with disabilities go out in the community. Mm-hmm. Talk about that transition and how financial support has helped you through that, because that's a huge change for not only the staff and all that here, but especially the people that are impacted.
Most definitely. Losing sheltered employment hurt us all. I mean, it was hard for us all to do. But, we have really stepped up some of our other programs such as life skills or rehabilitation and our community-based employment program. More and more of the people we support are choosing to work outside in the community, find jobs in the community, working alongside everyone else, their neighbors. And it has, been a lot of extra training for some of our staff. It has been more hours for our staff and more training for the people that we support and preparing them for those jobs. So yeah, all the money that we raise, through all of our fundraising efforts go to help those people and do live the life they want to live. If they choose to work, we're there to help them work. If they choose a non-work related program like life skills, then we are able to do more in the community with them, with the funds that we're allowed, like rec center passes, just visiting little places in the community.
And Christian Opportunity Center, we're here in Pella today at your administrative building, but over the course of the 50 years, we talk about the changes in the services, the expansion and the growth. This is not just a Pella event anymore. Obviously, you're going to have people from all over the area if they're hearing this that would want to come out because there are people in communities beyond Pella that are receiving extensive help through COC.
That's right. We are not only in Pella. We're in Knoxville, Oskaloosa, Indianola, Des Moines. And we offer services all throughout those counties in those areas. So we welcome anybody to come out and join us. If you have a heart for somebody that with disabilities, I'm sure we have impacted them or, they could benefit from our services. So we invite anyone to come out and join us that day.
Well, and people who may be on their way to the event or will be driving in their car listening to KRLS in the morning, they may hear some of the stories of COC. One of the things that we've tried to do in the years past is to get staff members on with the Big Red Radio. And so not only do you hope people are coming to the event and enjoying the day of celebration, but probably even more so learning about what COC does and the people, as you mentioned, so many people that are touched by this organization.
Oh, most definitely. And that's one thing that I have really found the most amazing thing since I began employment here is how many lives CSC has touched over the course of 50 years. I think we'd all be hard pressed to find someone that we know that hasn't had some sort of connection with CSC, whether it be someone they know or loved, were supported by our services, it was a friend or a coworker actually worked with CSC, or someone was on the board or on a committee. There are so many great stories to be told about this organization, how it has really touched so many people in the community. So that's one of the best things I think about working at COC and getting to deal with the communities. I go out and I hear all of these wonderful stories. So ask your friends, ask your neighbors how they have been involved with COC, and you would definitely be surprised.
And definitely tune in on Friday morning as well. And
turn in on Friday morning.
And then if people have questions, want to register, all that information is available at your website.
Yes, it is. And you can also hear a call at our office, which is 641-628-1162, and ask for Amy.
Once again, that was Amy Zuck with Christian Opportunity Center previewing the organization's 18th annual Golf Classic fundraiser. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.